Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I think I set some kind of record last Tuesday. You may recall that September 17th was the occasion of our 14th birthday and one of our most successful one-day pledge drives ever. I didn't realize the record-setting accomplishment until after I got home from a very long day of radio fundraising. Sitting on the little couch and talking to my family, it hit me. What kind of record did I break? Was it the fact that we broadcast the best WDRT quiz show ever? Was it all that money that we raised? Was it the huge number of pledges that came in? Maybe going from 7 until 6 without a break, greeting more walk-ins than had ever walked in before? Maybe it was eating more salted nuts and summer sausage than ever. Maybe it was drinking gallons of DJT's excellent herbal mix. You know, I had the good sense to wear a pedometer that day. I wanted to know how many paces I paced in an 11-hour shift of greeting guests, answering phones, and pitch pledging on the air. I know the length of my stride, so it was easy to calculate that I had walked 2.5 miles that day, all within the confines of our building. But that's not the record I'm talking about. Nope. I set a record, my personal best, in fist bumps. Yeah, fist bumps. As it turns out, the fist bump has become my go-to gesture of congratulations, affection, and encouragement. The Me Too movement taught me to cut back on hugging and kissing. I had discovered good reasons to limit those intimacies. Then the pandemic hit and personal contact almost disappeared completely. Now, post-pandemic, but with COVID still out there, the fist bump is absolutely essential. I can still show a friend, a colleague, a guest that I appreciate and love them while drastically reducing the risk of sharing a nasty bug. There are so many versions of the bump that it works with everyone from robust first graders to fragile old-timers. Everyone knows how to do it, and no one refuses. There I was, on a very hectic pledge day, with so much to do and say and demonstrate, so I bumped. I bumped on a gargantuan scale. I bumped my radio mates. I bumped radio guests. I bumped folks who made a donation. I bumped with folks who didn't donate. I bumped old friends and new friends. I bumped Tammy and Michael and Hallberg and Terry and Ann and Emily and Margot and Paul and Donna and Kirsten and Tyler and Hillary. I bumped Jenny, and I bumped Dave and Shayna and Kathy and Beezer. Even Dewey the dog bumped me. That was after he sang happy birthday. I'm pretty sure that I bumped a donor over the phone. I was so excited that when we reached our goal, I bumped myself. You know, of course, that you were the cause for all of this. Yes, you, dear hearts. You are to thank because it is you who make it all happen. Make it happen with your energy and your generosity. Make it happen with your calls and your pledges. You make it happen with your hard-earned dough. Members drive this place. Sustainers ensure the future. So many of you came through for us. Some of you had pocket change to give, and some of you had thousands. Most of you, like Mary and I, fall somewhere between eking it out and raking it in. I thank you. I thank you one and all. It's a rare thing that we're doing here. It is almost unheard of that a town this size supports all the endeavors that you support. I won't list all the others in this short essay because there is not enough room and because, just so happens, Driftless Community Radio is my baby. We have 14 years together, you and me. 14 years of music and essays and conversations together. 14 years of shared ups and downs. I have crossed paths with so many of you. It's a tad overwhelming. Well, we did it again. We had another great pledge drive together. We made the goal and then some. Thank you and well done, I say. Fist bumps all around.